Within the endless possibilities of imagination and the future, there lie countless stories to be told. Tales of space, of aliens and robots, of dystopias and the unknown. These are those stories of science fiction. So, join us as we look to the stars and travel beyond skies. Tonight's episode, The Prospero, based on the short story by H. Wiggins, published in Spire magazine in 2018. A story told from the perspective of an alien serving on an all-human crew. After a disastrous turn of events, the fate of the star freighter, The Prospero, is uncertain. An outsider and a loner, this is the story of Abel. In the vast expanse of space, an endless field of stars reflects off of four dark eyes as a clawed hand is pressed up against the window glass. This alien being, this crew member, is the only soul on the star freighter, the Prospero.
Computer, start recording.
Recording started.
Interim captain's log. My name is Abel. It is day 17 out of 341 of the return journey on the spy ship Prospero. It's been a long 2 weeks. Upon arrival at the colonial planet Aeroth, the crew was exposed to an unknown pathogen. It had overtaken the entire colony. Within days, most of the crew were dying, choking on black blood and coughing like mad. I never got sick. It's just me, the only non-human on the ship. I guess my people, the Bakari, must be immune. Everyone is gone now. It's so quiet. All those moments, everything that happened, it all still plays in my mind every time I shut my eyes. We reached Aeroth 18 days ago. The Prospero made the trip just like she always had.
We are now in orbit. Well, that sure is a nice sight.
Good job, Perkins. Crewman Abel, Anson Jenks, strap in. We'll be landing soon.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe we're actually seeing this thing. It's been such a long trip. Almost a year. I wish we had cryopods.
Those things are death traps, Jenks. Not worth the risk. When you've been doing this as long as I have, a year feels like nothing. I was once on a cruiser for 1,029 days. That's almost 3 years. Same crew, same nasty food paste, same four walls. 3 years! Makes a man dang near lose his mind.
Wow, I can't even imagine. Gosh, it's gonna be good to breathe some real air.
Huh. Real air. That might be putting it a bit too generously. Aeroth is a terraforming colony. Sure, they've been around for a while now, but I'd be willing to bet a month's salary that it still smells like terraform fumes. Abel here, though. He'll be right at home with the space smell.
You know I was born on Earth, right? Besides, it wouldn't be...
Getting back to your roots, then.
Cut the chatter. We'll be entering the atmosphere in a few minutes here. Prepare for landing, Prospero. We are going ashore.
Captain, the rest of the crew is already unloading the supplies. It shouldn't take us too long.
Okay, good. Everything is running smoothly. Let's go check in with the locals. Co-pilot Perkins, Ensign Jenks, come with me. Abel, you can come too.
Yes, sir.
Is that the colony?
Looks like it.
Gosh, it looks so empty. I see plenty of buildings, but where are the colonists?
These colonial types, they're a bit skittish. You gotta be that way on a new planet. You never know what kind of alien monsters could be lurking around the corner. No offense intended.
None taken, sir.
Are we sure there are... Captain, look! Did you see that?
I did. Weapons at the ready, crew. Can't be too careful.
Was that a person? Where did they go?
I don't like this.
Ensign, open that door. This should be the embassy.
But, sir...
Just do it. That's an order.
I'll do it.
No, wait. Oh, gosh.
Are those...
The colonists.
They're sick.
You came... Where's the supplies?
What's he coughing up? Is that black blood?
Looks like it.
We thought it would help. We just wanted help.
He's dead.
Everyone here. They're all dead.
The colony?
No.
By the time we had left Aeroth, the entire colony was gone, all taken by whatever that blasted sickness was. The whole trip had been a waste. The entire year, millions of credits worth of food, supplies, fuel, all down the drain. The only thing we had left was our cargo. Captain was not happy. But soon, money, it was the least of our worries.
Captain, this doesn't look good.
What are you talking about, Forrester? You've been a doctor for years. I'm sure you've cured a common cold before.
That cough isn't going anywhere. It's only getting worse, and you're burning up. I highly recommend that you rest.
I don't have time for that. This crew needs to get home. They're restless enough. Besides, it's probably just a flu bug. I haven't been sleeping much anyway. I was barely around those folks on Aeroth. You examined them, right?
Yes, I did, Captain. But I could not identify the pathogen. All we know about it is that the symptoms are fever, coughing, and black fluid. You have two of those.
So does every kid on Earth during flu season.
Oh, no. Sir, that's...
The third symptom. I know. So what do I do?
There's not much you can do. We need to run some tests and keep you isolated.
But what about you?
I'll do my job, sir. I promise.
Blast it all.
The captain was the first to go. He died 3 days after he found out, leaving Perkins in charge. Soon, she was gone too. Then the next week, the doctor went down, and with no medical officer, the rest of us were helpless. It wasn't long until the only crew members left were Jinx and I. Come on, Jinx. Try not to talk. You're really sick.
Yeah, but you're not. Well, dying. Black blood everywhere, but you're just fine?
Hey, I don't know about this thing any more than you do.
Screw you, Abel. This is all your fault anyway. You're the one that kicked down that door.
I was trying to save your hide. Captain was gonna do it anyway, and he wouldn't take too kindly to... Hey, Jinx, stay with me.
Why?
Don't you die, Jinx. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me here alone. Jinx! Jinx. I'm so sorry. Jinx died 2 days ago. I've been the last one here ever since. I gave her a proper funeral, just like we did for everyone else. Burial in space. It's up to me now to get all this ship and the supplies back to Earth. I'll keep this log for the duration of the return journey, but there's a part of me that is just waiting his turn to die. This is Interim Captain Abel, signing off. Computer and recording.
Recording ended.
So quiet. Computer, start recording.
Recording started.
Interim Captain's Log, Day 42. It has been a very long few weeks. Prospero is making steady progress, but I can feel myself starting to slip. It's so quiet. There's this feeling of bells ringing, but there's no sound. I just want to be home. I'm ready to be home. End recording.
Recording ended.
Interim Captain's Log, Day 64. At this point, I'm sure I won't get sick. I keep myself occupied, tidying around the ship. It helps a little, but I still can't help but just wish that I was on Earth. Aliens aren't really all that welcome there. Old scars. But I'd take it all just to be around people again. I know it's going to be just like it was. Don't want to be alone anymore. End recording.
Recording ended.
Interim Captain's Log, Day 81. I'm really starting to wish we had rested for the cryopods. At least I wouldn't have to be alone with my thoughts. Now I can't help but feel guilty as I'm the only one left. I guess survivor's guilt really is a thing. Sometimes I'm just trying to sleep, I can hear Jinx, she died. I don't sleep well. End recording.
Recording ended.
Interim Captain's Log, Day 102. I can't take this. I'm the only being for light years. Everything feels so empty. End recording.
Recording ended.
Interim Captain's Log, Day 170. It's been a long time, but there's still a while to go. I can already feel my spirits lifting. I don't think... Oh gosh, that's the engine room. Oh, just a loose exhaust hose. There we go. Ow! Cut myself on the corner. That doesn't look good. Gotta visit the med center.
Do you still wish to record?
Huh? Oh, yes. I guess, yeah. I'm now the captain, engineer, and sometimes medical officer. Guess I get super malpractice when I get back. No, bad joke. I've also been talking to myself a lot. Let's see. I just need a bandage and antibiotic. Oh, shoot. What's this? Doctor's audio log. Must have stored it in there after she died. I didn't realize she kept this.
This will be my final entry. If you have found this, you have either survived the illness that's been sweeping through the ship, or you have discovered its remains. I could only do so much research before I became bedridden. I know I will die soon, perhaps in a few moments. I also know that I will die alone. I am too weak from the coughing to call anyone. Before I die, I need to share this. I took blood samples from every single member of the crew. The results just came in. This is the only way I can share this information. It is imperative that the highest ranking officer read this message. I repeat, it is imperative. Every single member of the Prospero is infected. The alien, his species, is not affected by the virus. But he is just as contagious. Just as infected. Repeating. Every single member is infected.
I'm infected. Interim Captain's Log, I'm sitting here in the captain's chair. I have a lot on my mind. Found the doc's notes. Turns out my species doesn't get the symptoms, but carry the disease just like the rest of them. Not that inhuman after all. I can't go home. I shouldn't go home. Just don't want to be alone anymore. and recording. Computer? Delete that one. I still have a few months left before I need to make a decision.
Recording deleted. Current directive?
Just waiting here to die. Computer, stay the course.
This has been Beyond Skies. Tonight's episode, The Prospero, was adapted by a short story by H. Wiggins. Abel was played by Sean Nee. The Prospero's computer was performed by Noelle Smith. The captain was voiced by Harrison Wiggins. The role of Perkins was played by Lauren Finnegan. Jinx was performed by Ayla Wiggins. Dr. Forrester was played by Shannon Egan. The colonist was voiced by Matt Whalen. Beyond Skies is narrated by Noah Smith. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Beyond Skies can be found on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you have any questions regarding the program, feel free to email us at beyondskiespodcast@gmail.com or visit our social medias on Facebook and Instagram at Beyond Skies Podcast and on Twitter at Beyond Sky Radio. Tell your friends about us, and we'll see you in the stars.